Hey, this is Maya, and you're listening to The Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
Brad Gilmore in studio, and joining me on the phone right now is the author of Long Way Home. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Cameron Douglas. Cameron, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here with you and your audience.
No, we're great to have you, man. I mean, the book, again, it's Long Way Home, and I just got the book yesterday. I got to start reading it, man, and what an incredible story, and what a personal journey that you've been on, man. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, obviously your dad, Michael Douglas, your grandfather, Kirk Douglas, but you had some issues, you know, as a teenager, and it kind of led you down the wrong path. And I was reading the book, and you know, I'm working on my own literary project, but it's not autobiographical. But I was just nervous to share what I've worked on with the publisher, and now I'm reading what you've written, and I'm like, how did you feel having to share this with the world? I mean, were you ever uncomfortable during this process saying, man, I can't tell people this?
Without a doubt. But, you know, the motivation behind writing this book was to try to turn some of my decisions, you know, some of the pain, some of the wreckage that I caused, you know, through my actions, through my addiction, and turn that into something useful. And I think the only way to do that is by really connecting, you know, with the readers. And in my opinion, the only way I connect with somebody is if I think that I'm getting the real deal. So, you know, I bear my heart and soul in this book in an effort to connect, in an effort to turn some of my past into something useful for anybody that may need it.
I mean, what was it, a cathartic experience, or was it a painful one trying to write this? Because there's so many things that you go into deep detail about, and you know, I mean, it could be either way. It could bring up bad memories, or it could kind of alleviate them.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it was not an easy process writing this book. You know, obviously, I have to go over and dig up a lot of old memories re-aggravate past wounds, but in the end, it was cathartic, and it gave me a better understanding of you know, my path, and what that does is it allows me to be more helpful.
Now let's go back to the beginning just a little bit. I mean, obviously, your dad's Michael Douglas, you know, son of Kirk Douglas. You're the grandson of Kirk Douglas. You look just like both of them. It's kind of crazy when I was watching some of your stuff earlier today. But talk about that. How was it with your dad and your grandfather, who most young kids look up to anyway? Most boys look up to anyway, but just so happens a lot of people looked up to your dad and your grandfather. How was that for you growing up?
Well, you know, it was the family I was born into, so it's the only reality that I know. But you know, yeah, I mean, I love them both dearly. I moved to LA about a year and a half ago, and I live about 15 minutes away from my grandfather, and we have breakfast together every week, and you know, I bring my daughter over every weekend, and it's fantastic.
So where did it start? Because I've had friends who've gone through similar issues that you, and to me, a lot of it came from them not being comfortable with who they are. You know, they just didn't like who they were, and they felt uncomfortable all the time, and that's kind of what led them down that path. I mean, what was it for you that really started the unraveling, so to speak?
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, as a kid, I had sort of this feeling of loneliness, and then a discomfort in my own skin, and that was, you know, really the impetus, I think, for, you know, seeking drugs out, and then, you know, trying to use them to connect with a peer group.
You know, I think that trying, yeah, to find that group that make you feel comfortable, make you feel a part of something is how so many people get wrapped up in this. But not only, you know, from what I read and from what I've learned, not only were you, you know, user, at one point you crossed the line and into dealer. I mean, how does that even happen? How do you find yourself in that position?
So I was making a movie in Ireland, and I had a heroin habit, and I ran out of heroin, and I got extremely sick, and I was fired from the movie. And at that point, I got a call from my father who said, you know, you have two choices. One is you can get in line with what I'm about to lay out for you, or the other is you can go off on your own. And, you know, I chose the latter for a couple of different reasons, namely my addiction, probably not wanting to part ways with that because I had leaned on it for so many years. And I was, you know, one motel payment away from living on the street. And then I tried to figure out how to make some money.
And then, you know, next thing you know, I mean, you know, it continues.
Next thing I know, I'm looking at a 10-year federal prison bid.
You know, my co-host Booker T, he's a WWE Hall of Famer. He grew up here in Houston, and he got into the life of crime. And the first time he was ever arrested, he tells the story all the time. The first time he was ever arrested, he was in the back of a police car, and next thing he knew, he got sentenced to 10 years in prison. In his late teens. And he didn't know how he was going to cope with that. And it really was a big wake-up call for him. And when he got out, he knew that he had to change. What was prison a reformative thing for you? Were you able to really realize, I do not want to be here anymore, and I'm going to change as soon as I get out?
Well, our prison industrial complex is not designed to reform individuals. I'll just say that. But it is where I happened to be when I decided that I wanted something different for my life. And I will also say that, you know, up until a certain point, I did romanticize that kind of lifestyle. And then upon getting there and really being in it, I realized that I wanted nothing to do with it. And any way that I could distance myself from that lifestyle and what it entailed, I tried to do.
Prison is a weird thing, man. I mean, you hear so many different stories, and from the people who I know have been there and come out, they've all had different experiences, and I kind of agree with you. I don't know if it's the best way to always go about the reformative process, but hey, when Booker T got out, he said, I was 22 years old. My son that I had prior to going into prison was in foster care, and I had to make the decision to become a man when I got out. Do I take care of my son and try to change my life, or do I go back to what I was before? Now, I know that you had a daughter, a young daughter. Did that change you forevermore? Was that really the biggest wake-up call of saying, well, now I have someone else to live for, not just myself?
Well, fortunately, I didn't have any children before going into prison. And once I came home, I was pretty far along on a path that was grounded in discipline and my aspirations, you know, for the future and for making a real life for myself. But once my daughter came along, it's like a whole new level of inspiration, and the floor of my heart dropped out from underneath me, and the depth of love that I felt for this being was just, you know, you can't explain in words, as I'm sure many of your listeners can relate to.
Yeah.
My short-term goal is that by the time my daughter is old enough to really realize what's going on, all of my sordid past will just be nothing but a story and something to learn from, and she'll be able to look at me and where I am and feel great pride.
And I think that's awesome. And what's crazy, when my brother had his first child, he was the first of my family to have his child. He said, he called me one day, he goes, Brad, I know what Dad went through now. I get it. And I think a lot of times, whenever you do have that first child, you can kind of understand also more about your parents and in turn more about yourself. So I think it's really awesome to hear you know, that connection you have with your daughter.
You're so true, Brad. I mean, you really do. You see your parents in a different light. That's for sure.
The book, I could talk to you all day, but the book is out now. Make sure you go support it. It's called Long Way Home, Cameron Douglas. Cameron, thank you so much for taking the time and being honest. And I really think that your story and your journey and you putting it down on paper would really, it's going to help a lot of people. I really, truly believe that. And I thank you for taking the time and sharing your story with my listeners.
Well, thank you, and thank your listeners for your interest and your support. It was great speaking with you, and I'll do it anytime.
All right. Well, I'll hold you to that. That is the great Cameron Douglas. Go get the book now. Cameron, thanks so much, man.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Oh, Brian, what have you done now?